This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our famous people section. Charles Darwin. Charles Darwin was born in England over 200 years ago. He is known best for his theory of evolution. Darwin wasn't always a scientist. Like many of us, he didn't know what he wanted to be when he grew up. He started out by following in his father's footsteps. When medical school didn't work out, he decided to be a clergyman. Eventually, he turned to science. This, after all, had been Darwin's passion. As a child, he loved collecting notes about insects and plants. Darwin also loved to experiment. In 1831, Darwin joined the Royal British Navy for a worldwide scientific expedition on the HMS Beagle. His role as resident naturalist at sea was a dream come true. The five-year exploration took Darwin down the coast of South America and over to the Galapagos Islands in the Pacific Ocean. During this trip, Darwin observed, dissected, and collected a variety of fossils and species. This trip of a lifetime resulted in Darwin's theory of evolution. Darwin used his notes from the trip to form a hypothesis about living things. He hypothesized that a single species evolves over millions of years. Each species has to adapt to its surroundings. The gradual change in characteristics results in many different species. A species that is unable to adapt to its surroundings becomes extinct. Darwin used the term natural selection to describe this process. He published his theory of shared ancestry in a book in 1859. The book was called On the Origin of the Species. During this time, philosopher Herbert Spencer coined the phrase survival of the fittest. On the Origin of the Species was difficult for religious people to digest. Darwin was not only talking about insects, birds, and mammals, he was also talking about mankind. Darwin claimed that humans evolved from apes. This went against the story of creation in the Bible and other religious texts. Remember, this was a time when religion was rarely questioned. Explorers were still charting the world. Despite his theory, Darwin refused to comment or argue about the existence of God. Today, some scientists prefer to use the term fact rather than theory of evolution. Others have a Darwinian theory of their own. They say Darwin changed his mind on his deathbed. Did Darwin try to make up with God before he died? Most people agree that the deathbed theory is a myth. Despite his poor health, Darwin was always passionate about his work. Did you have a passion when you were a child? For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our Famous People section. That's all for today. See you next week.